Let's go back to the phone lines and welcome my good friend, Austin's good friend and colleague at VolQuest, the Vol Hoops czar, Rob Lewis. Rob, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Chris. I feel sorry for you today. I can't imagine that you're getting any kind of focus out of Austin Price
Not a lot of drama, Rob. Not a lot of drama.
We had a brief drama, Rob, before Shoffley just choked on 16 and put it in the pond.
So yeah, let's get right to it, Rob. Let's get right to it, man. We're going to all need a program next year when we watch Tennessee basketball.
For all of Tennessee athletics, not just basketball.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of new faces, man.
And it's that way a lot of college basketball. I mean, of course, Tennessee, I think, probably more movement than most. But just this, you know, the whole transfer world has really just changed college basketball dramatically. I mean, it's added a whole new element that just didn't exist. And for Tennessee this year, you're right. You know, as of now, I think six guys that run last year's team will be back, assuming if Fulkerson comes back. And, you know, that you hear different things at different times on that one. But, you know, not a surprise that they lost the two kids to the NBA, Keon and Jaden. And, you know, I think Devontae Gaines and Drew Pember are just, you know, a matter of playing time. Same with EJ and Anasicki. But, you know, while you maybe didn't lose any stars, I mean, you lost a lot of guys that, you know, we're gonna have a chance to play for you. And so now, you know, Tennessee themselves is heavily involved in the transfer market. They've already added Justin Powell from Auburn, who I think is a really good pickup. They're certainly among the programs that are making a hard push to get Walker Kessler, the former five-star recruit that left UNC. And I think you'll see him make a push for Jonas Adu, another 6'10", top 30 national player from over in Durham who was originally committed to Marquette and is now looking around after the coaching change there.
Yeah, Rob, is there another kid from North Carolina that's transferring, a big kid that Tennessee might be in play for? Or am I thinking
from
about
Walker Kessler?
Other than Garrison just entered the portal. So that's another guy that Tennessee will be chasing him.
Yeah, I heard that Tennessee might have a shot with him as well. Yeah.
Rob, your favorite just re-entered the transfer portal. Mac McClung.
don't think there hasn't already been some VolQuest queries thrown out there. And that's what – I mean, I don't think that Tennessee will be interested in him, but I wouldn't rule anything out. But, you know, Tennessee's already passed on him twice coming out of high school and then again when he left Georgetown. And he's a ball dominant, you know, volume shooter at guard, and you're bringing in a freshman in Kennedy Chandler. So I'm at point guard. So I'm not sure that that's a great fit. I mean, I have nothing against Mac as a basketball player. I think he's obviously really talented, led Texas Tech in scoring this year. But I'm not sure how he fits when you're going to try to hand Kennedy Chandler the ball and make it his team as a freshman.
Come on, Rob, man. Mac McClung, the pride of Gates City, Virginia.
He can dunk.
Let me ask you, I get asked this all the time, I know you do too. So we talked about a couple of the big guys in the portal, the Kessler kid. That's probably a priority right now for Tennessee is going and finding somebody that can give them a presence inside. Whether Fulke comes back or doesn't come back, and I'm like you, I hear different things on different days whether or not he will be back. But are there any other names, or how important is that for this team next year to have somebody inside that can get them a bucket or two?
Oh, I think it's really important. And, you know, Fulkerson comes back, the offensive need is lessened. But even if Fulkerson is back, I think they're desperate for some rim protection. I mean, you lose Eve Pons, one of the best shot blockers in, you know, the history of the program. He was a guy, you know, Rick likes to use the phrase all the time, he was a fix-it guy. He could erase mistakes that his teammates made. And Tennessee doesn't have a guy like that right now. I mean, Plavzik is a 7-foot-1 guy, but he's not a rim protector. He's not a big-time rebounder. So even more so than finding somebody that can give you some offense, I think finding somebody that's a real defensive presence in the paint is what this staff is really focused on.
Rob, if they're going to go with the Adu kid from over North Carolina, where does that leave Brandon Huntley Hatfield out of Pennsylvania? And then where does that leave things with the kid out of Catholic?
I think Tennessee has tons of room.
Hunjay Tamba.
I think Tennessee still has tons of room, and Tamba still would have to reclassify for that to matter, as would Huntley Hatfield. But, you know, a lot of people think that that's going to happen in both cases. But, you know, Tamba's not a guy that I think Tennessee is looking at, even if he does reclassify, to help them next year. He's a developmental project. He's a guy that, you know, really needs to add some weight, work on his skill. But he is a shot blocker, and Huntley Hatfield is not the same kind of player. He's a four-man that can handle the ball, that likes to play facing the basket. So, I don't think it affects either one of those kids. Tennessee, you know, because of all the departures, they've got tons of room. I mean, if Fulkerson comes back, they have eight spots pretty much. You know, you got Chandler has one, Jemai Mashak has one, and Justin Powell has one. So theoretically, you could still have five guys.
So, Rob, you want to take a shot at pronouncing the new French kid's name? You got that down
pat? Oh, my gosh. No, Quentin. Quentin is his first name. I'm
giving you a hard time. What kind of player is he? What's his game from what you've been told? What's it like?
A lot. You know, people want to compare him to Eve because he's French and he's 6'6". But I'm told he's much more skilled. He's a guard, way further along in his skill level. And this doesn't impact how he plays the game. But told that he also has a much firmer grasp of the English language than Eve did when he came over, thanks to, coming over and spending his final year of high school in the States at Montverde Academy. And that's big when you're talking about practice, when you're talking about being able to take coaching, picking up game plans. And, I think that's something that Eve, by the time he left, he spoke great English, but his first year, it was, I think kind of an obstacle to his development.
We talked a lot about players coming and going, but, when you lose two of your assistants, that makes it difficult too, especially in as you mentioned, trying to recruit the transfer portal and making sure you got the right connections out there with people. What about the new guys? What do you like about the two new guys? What have you heard about the two new assistants?
When you're talking about Rod Clark, really strong track record in the world of grassroots basketball. He's a young guy. I think that was really important to Rick to get another young guy. He liked what Kim English brought to the staff, to the culture of the team. But, not necessarily being in the same generation as the players, but not very far removed. They could certainly relate to them. And in Clark, I think that same kind of spark. He got his start working with one of Nike's powerhouse grassroots program in Kansas City, which is traditionally one of the best in the country. Moved on from there to as an assistant at a place called Sunrise Christian Academy, which is a year in and year out, they're loaded. That's where Kennedy Chandler is coming from, where he spent his senior year. Has a lot of connections in the recruiting world and really well regarded as a bright young coach. And has Gainey been announced yet?
No, but I think in talking to some people over there, I think that's the way they're going to go with Coach Gainey from Marquette.
Same here. I hadn't seen that. But Austin, I've been watching the Masters this afternoon. But Gainey is a played ball at NC State. So we'll bring a lot of the same connections that you're losing with Des Oliver. Been around the South, has a lot of ties to the areas where Tennessee has been pulling players, and was well-regarded at Marquette. And that's the reason I mentioned Jonas Adu a minute ago, is that Gainey is the guy that pulled him from Durham to Milwaukee. And I think it just makes sense to think that they're going to remain involved there.
Rob, how would you handicap things with John Fulkerson's decision?
I mean, the latest I have heard is that people seem to think he's coming back. But that's, to me, I mean, until the kid pulls the trigger and says that, there's some level of uncertainty. Like Chris just said a minute ago, I've heard different things at different times. At this current moment, there seems like there's some optimism that he is going to return. But, until he tweets it out or puts it on Instagram, I guess there's a level of mystery there.
Certainly sounds like it's just basically a decision. Does he want to continue to play basketball? Because I think he's going to give up the game and focus on life after basketball if he doesn't play, right?
Well, unless he wants to go to Europe. I mean, he could probably hook up with a team in Europe or play in the G League. But, I think with, John's education and ties, I mean, he could probably make himself a better living, if he, as you say, got on with life, then quit that route.
Well, Rob, man, we appreciate you breaking it down. I like you. The latest I hear is that there's at least some optimism that that Fulke will be back, but I think that has sort of swayed back and forth over the last 3 or 4 weeks, so we'll see where it ends.
Well, the good news is, Chris, we were able to have Rob on for the last 15 minutes. He never broke up or anything. He was excellent cell service, which means he likely pulled a Green Acres and climbed one of those massive trees near his house to get out, because normally when I call him, it's like spotty at best. Oh, there's Flash.
Is that Dave Nathan's dogs barking in the background there, Rob?
That's my Basset Hound Flash.
Well, listen, man, we appreciate the info, appreciate the insight, appreciate you joining us here on The Nation, Rob.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man. That's VolQuest's Rob Lewis.